是在哈该书二章二十到二十三节。哈该书二章二十到二十三节，这月二十四日，耶和华话二次临到哈该说：“你要告诉犹大省长所罗巴伯说，我必震动天地，我必倾覆列国的宝座，除灭列邦的势力，并倾覆战车和坐在其上的马必跌倒，骑马的败落，个人被弟兄的刀所杀。万军之和耶和华说：我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊，到那日我必以你为印，因我拣选了你。这是万军之耶和华说的。”
Thank you to each person who has shared this morning.
谢谢刚刚今天早上有所服侍的弟兄姐妹。
We might say that the book "What on Earth Am I Here For?" is chocolate.
那我可以说那本书是对我讲是一个巧克力。
It makes us more intelligent to follow Jesus.
让我们能够跟随耶稣更有智慧。
Our little dog Mikey loves his walks.
我们家的小狗 Mikey 他很喜欢走路散步。
But he's a pug.
但是他是一个八哥犬。
And because it's been slushy, and because pugs were bred to sit on the laps of emperors, pugs should not get their paws wet.
那因为最近都很潮湿，那八哥犬呢？他们的育种时候是为了坐在国王的脚腿的腿上面的，所以他们的脚是不能够潮湿的。
So recently, we have not been taking him for a walk.
所以最近我们都没带他散出去散步。
We've been taking him for a carry.
我们要抱着他走。
But when it's been drier, he loves his walks.
但是比较干的天气的时候呢，他很享受他的散步。
He discovers new smells.
他会发现一些新的味道。
He barks his presence to the neighbors.
他看到邻居，他就开始对他们吠叫，吠。
And he leaves his mark on lampposts, trees, and bushes.
他在一个灯柱上面，或是树上面，或是树丛里面，他留下他自己的味道。
For Mikey, his walks are the most refreshing event of his day.
对我们家狗 Mikey 来讲，他每天他这样这是每天他走路呢，是让他最振奋的事情。
So what is the most refreshing event of our day?
那你每一天，我们每一天最振奋的事情是什么呢？
More than family and friends.
那就比我们的家人和朋友更振奋的。
More than food.
比食物。
More than exercise.
比运动。
More than romance.
和罗曼史。
More than success.
成功。
More than rest.
或是休息更振奋的呢？
Surely it's hearing God speak to us.
当然就是听到神对我们讲话。
Knowing that God has a specific word for us is like a walk in bright sunshine.
知道说神对我们亲自来讲话，就好像你在一个很晴朗天气里面走路。
As we reach the end of our series on Haggai, we hear a personal word to each of us.
当我们在看到哈该书最后的时候，我们听到神对我们每一个人的讲话。
Let's remember briefly what Haggai has said.
那我们来一起来回顾一下哈该他到底说了哪些事情呢？
Haggai was sent by God at a time when God's people had forgotten God's call.
那神派遣哈该到那些人民面前的时候呢，是那些人已经忘记了神对他们的一个给他们的呼召的一个意象。
And over 3 months at the end of 520 BC, Haggai's message turned people around.
在公元前520年最后的有三个月的时间呢，哈该的话让那些人回转了。
He urged the people to consider why life didn't make sense.
他催促那些人去想想看，说为什么你生命没有意义。
They were too focused on themselves.
因为他们太专注在他们自己的身上。
He challenged the people to give priority to God's glory and rebuild the temple.
他挑战那些人说要把神 的荣耀放在第一首位，然后重建圣殿。
He reminded the people to rely upon God's Spirit.
他告诉他们说他们要依靠神的圣灵。
Though the rebuilt temple seemed insignificant, its glory would far outweigh the glory of the former temple.
那虽然看起来重建圣殿会变得很不重要，但是他的荣耀将远远的超过第一个圣殿。
And Haggai encouraged the people to seek true holiness.
那哈该鼓励那些人要去寻找真正的圣洁。
As they lived holy lives, God promised His blessings.
当他们过圣洁的时候呢，神允许他们，会给他们祝福。
These four messages from God are vital for Christian living.
那这些讯息呢，对我们基督徒生活来讲是非常重要的。
But they are not enough for Christian living.
但对基督徒生活只有这样还是不够的。
There's one more message we need.
还有一个讯息是我们需要的。
It's to have a bigger vision of God's glory and grace.
就是我们要对神的荣耀和神的恩典要有更大的一个意象。
And this is what Haggai reminds us of in his final message.
这就是哈该最后时候他提醒我们的讯息。
God is our strength, God is our resource, God is all we need.
神是我们的力量，神是我们资源，神是我们所需要的一切。
The final message comes later in the same day as the previous message in Haggai 2, verses 10 to 19.
那这最后的讯息是跟我们最后的二章十到十九节同一天发生的。
But this time God singles out a single person, Zerubbabel.
但这一次呢，神提出了一个人，就是所罗巴伯。
It's a personal message to Zerubbabel.
这对所罗巴伯讲是他对给他个人的一个讯息。
And it's a personal message to us.
也是对我们每一个人个别的一段话。
God wants to give a personal message to each of us this morning.
今天早上，神要给我们每一个人个人对我们讲一句话。
So what does God say?
那神在说什么呢？
He tells us two key truths.
他告诉我们两个很关键的真理。
The first is this.God's power humiliates the world's strength.
第一个就是神的力量，它让世界的力量无地自容。
I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers. Horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his brother.
我必倾覆列国的宝座，除灭列邦的势力，并倾覆战车和坐在其上的马必跌倒，骑马的败落，个人被弟兄的刀所杀。
These phrases repeat words we've heard before in the Bible.
那这些话呢，是在我们圣经里面看过的。
In Exodus 15, verses 1 and 5, chariots and riders are overthrown in the Red Sea when Moses leads the people of Israel out of slavery.
那在出埃及记一章十五章一和五节讲到说，摩西带埃及人从为奴之地离开埃及，在过红海的时候，那些战车马车被倾覆了。
In Judges chapter 7 verse 22, the Midianites are defeated by falling on their own swords.
在士师记七章二十二节讲到说，米甸人他们被他们自己的刀剑所击杀。
Today it is tempting to trust in political power.
今天我们的引诱是很大的，我们相信的政治的力量
，or military strength，
军事的力量
，or scientific progress，
或是一些科学上的进步
，or technological advance，
或是很先进的科技
，or financial security，
或者财政上的安全感。
But what we need is eternal security。
但我们需要的是永恒的一个安全感。
This only comes as we come to the cross and put our trust in Jesus。
那这个事情就发生，当我们带到神面前，把我们的信心来仰望神。
And this is what Haggai wants to tell us.
这就是哈该想告诉我们的话。
No matter where human power lies,
不管人们力量是在哪里
，in Washington，
可在华府
，in London，
伦敦
，in Ottawa，
啊，渥太华
，in Beijing，
北京
，in Manila，
马尼拉。
Or wherever else we place our trust,
不管是在我们哪里，我们把我们信心放在那里。
These kingdoms will not last.
这些王国政权是不会永久的。
Isaiah 40 verse 15 says, "Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket; they are regarded as dust on the scales."
以赛亚书四十章十五节讲到说，万民都像水桶的一滴。又算如天地上的微尘。
The Lord tells Zerubbabel, and the Lord tells us that His power humiliates the world's strength.
神告诉主告诉所罗巴伯说， 神的力量，他会让世界的力量无地自容。
Daryl Johnson, former pastor at First Baptist Vancouver, tells this true story.
Now, Daryl Johnson, 他是以前温哥华第一浸信会的牧师，他告诉我们一个真实的故事。
It was November 1985.
是在1985年的十一月。
He was pastor of Union Church of Manila in the Philippines.
他是菲律宾马尼拉联合教会的牧师。
Ferdinand Marcos was president of the Philippines.
那马可是当时是当菲律宾的总统。
And a dictator propped up by the United States.
他是一个独裁者，他背后有美国的支持当后盾。
He boasted that he would hold an election to show the world that he had his country's support.
他说他想要他夸口的说他想要办一个选举来证明大家说他有这个国家的背后的支持。
Mrs. Cory Aquino, wife of Senator Benito Aquino, who'd been assassinated in 1983, took up the challenge.
那克拉隆·艾奎诺，他是被暗杀，在1983年被暗杀的尼诺·艾奎诺，他那个参议员，他的太太，他扛起了这个挑战。
She ran for president against Marcos.
他参加了一个总统的竞选，来对抗马可斯。
Things were very tense, as many in Trinity will know.
情况非常的紧张，我们很多在三一浸信会的人都知道。
On that November morning, Daryl Johnson preached on Daniel chapter 2.
在那个十一月的那一天的早上 ，Daryl Johnson 他的讲道是关于但以理书第二章。
The passage where Nebuchadnezzar has a dream of a giant statue. Representing human empires.
那天晚上，尼布甲尼撒王，他有一个做了一个梦，梦里面有一个很巨大的雕像，代表是个王国。
They are destroyed by the rock cut not by human hands.
那个王国被一个石头所击杀，所粉碎了。那个石头非人手所出来的，饶出来的一块石头。
The rock represents God's triumphant kingdom in Jesus Christ, a kingdom that can never be defeated.
这石头代表是神在耶稣基督里面一个得胜的一个王国，这个王国是不会被击败的。
As he finished his sermon, Pastor Daryl said this.
在他完成他的讲完道的时候，Pastor Daryl 他这么讲了这么一句话。
Nothing will ever stop the coming and advancing of the kingdom of King Jesus.
没有什么能够阻止耶稣的国度的前进和到来。
Nothing, nothing, nothing.
没有任何东西。
Everyone in the sanctuary was silent.
在聚会的道堂里面，每一个人都安静。
The sense of God's presence was overwhelming.
神的存在压倒一切。
What Pastor Daryl did not know was that there were two men from Washington, D.C. sitting in the congregation.
那个牧师他没有不知道是当天在会众里面有两位从华府来的。
One was a CIA agent.
有一个是中央情报局的干员。
The other an image maker hired by President Marcos to improve his image in the Western media.
那另外有一位是一个媒体的，是马可斯总统哈，聘请他来帮他在西方的社会创造一个更新他的一个形象的一个人。
Both men were due to meet President Marcos the next day.
他们两个人在隔天就要跟马可斯总统见面。
The image maker later told Pastor Daryl that during the silence after the sermon, he felt this presence.
那聚会之后呢？那个第二位，那个帮那个总统创造形象那个人，他告诉 Daryl Johnson 说，他的心那天觉得很震动。
He trembled inside.
他的心颤动。
He heard a voice.
他听到神的声音。
It was the voice of God.
那是神的声音。
And God said this to him.
神这么对他说。
All you are to do tomorrow when you meet President Marcos is read Daniel chapter 2.
明天当你去见马可斯总统的时候，你所要做的事情就是读但以理书第二章。
The conviction compelled him to do nothing else.
那这样的信念呢，让他不想做任何事情。
So that is exactly what he did.
他就是这么，什么事情都不做。
He met President Marcos and read Daniel chapter 2. and the dream of the triumphant kingdom of Jesus Christ.
第二天，他看到马可是总统，他读了但以理书第二节、第二章，讲到了一个神的国度，一个胜利的国度。
3 months later, President Marcos lost power.
3个月之后，马可是总统，他的政权被推翻了。
The Lord shook the nations, overturned thrones, and shattered the power of kingdoms.
神震动了国那个国家，他推翻了那个政权，他粉碎了王国的力量。
The first thing God says to us,
神对我们讲的第一句话事情
the first part of his personal message to you and me,
第一个讯息对你和对我个人的讯息
is God's power humiliates the world's strength.
就是神的能力他让世界的能力是无地自容的
The second truth that God says to us is even more important.
那第二件事情神对我们每个人讲的是更重要的
God's purpose reveals God's Son.
那神的目的呢？他会彰显了神的儿子。
In Haggai chapter 2, verse 23, God says, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, and I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you.
哈该书二章二十三节，神讲到说，我仆人所罗巴伯啊，我必以你为印，因我拣选了你。
The signet ring was a special ring worn by a king.
那这个一个图章的一个戒指呢，是王国王所戴的一个特别的一个戒指。
It represented the king's authority.
它代表是神的一个权力。
It was engraved with the royal seal.
因为上面有皇家的一个标记。
The king would dip the ring in hot wax and stamp a document.
因为神那个国王呢，会把那个戒指放沾到一个热的那个蜡里面。然后用它来封掉，封了一个文件，他们当封签。
A document stamped with the signet ring could not be revoked.
任何的文件有上面这个章的话，是不能够被撤回的。
Zerubbabel is like the ring.
那所罗巴伯就像这个戒指。
God is saying that through Zerubbabel, his authority, his supreme authority, will be revealed.
神说，透过所罗巴伯。他的权力就被彰显。
But it wasn't Zerubbabel who fulfilled this prophecy.
但并不是所罗巴伯，他会成就了这样的一个预言。
These words of Haggai anticipate someone far greater.
这些话在哈该书里面讲到说，我们在期待一个人更伟大的一个人。
Who is this person?
这个人是谁呢？
The New Testament shows us that the signet ring is Jesus.
那新约告诉我们说。这个带有徽章戒指的这个人是耶稣。
We know this because Zerubbabel is named in both genealogies of Jesus.
那我们知道是因为所罗巴伯是在耶稣的家谱里面看得到的。
In Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3.
在马太福音第一章和路加福音的第三章。
In fact, only in these genealogies is Zerubbabel mentioned in the New Testament.
那其实在新约里面，也只有在这个家谱里面，我们才看到了所罗巴伯他的名字。
We also know that the signet ring is Jesus because of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3.
我们也知道说这个戒指代表的是耶稣，因为是在希伯来书一章三节提到的。
Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being.
耶稣他是神荣耀所放的光辉，是神本体的真相。
The phrase exact representation describes a mark made by a signet ring.
那这个神本体的真相呢？他提到告就是这个戒指他所印出来的那个标志。
So Jesus is the one that Haggai chapter 2 verse 23 points to.
耶稣就是哈该书二章二十三节所指的那个。
Jesus is God's signet ring.
耶稣是神的徽章戒指的那个所有者。
Jesus is the real Lord of the Ring.
耶稣他是真正的指环王。
What does this mean for us?
这对我们讲有什么意思呢？
If Zerubbabel was to be like God's signet ring, how much more are we to be like the signet ring?
如果所罗巴伯他是那个戒指的话呢，我们有多像这个戒指呢？
We are true followers of the true Lord of the King.
我们是真正的这个真正王的一个跟随者。
It is in us, followers of Christ, that God's purpose is to reveal Jesus.
是在我们里面，我们真正的耶稣的跟随者，在我们里面，我们看到耶稣的样式。
So we become the stamp of His authority to the world.
我们变成这神他这个世界里面的权威的一个展现的一个样式。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 reminds us that we live as children of God in a crooked and depraved generation.
那腓立比书12:15讲到说，我们住在一个弯曲悖谬的世代。
A generation in which we shine like stars.
那这个世界里面，我要像明光的照耀。
That's just another way of saying that the signet ring imprint of Jesus upon our lives becomes the imprint of Jesus on this world.
另外一个说法就是说，在我们生命中，耶稣所做的这个记号，成了耶稣给这个世界的一个印记。
This is God's personal message to you and me.
这是神对你和我个别的说话。
This is why we will use the purpose-driven life, or what on earth am I here for?
那就是为什么我们用《标杆人生》这本书来学习，究竟我们为什么而活？
And two things will happen, I pray.
那我祷告，我有两件事情会发生。
First, we discover that our purpose is to live for Jesus.
第一件事情，我们发现说，我们的活的目的是为了耶稣。
In the book, Pastor Rick Warren says this.
那这本书里面，华里克牧师他这么说。
God's ultimate goal for your life on earth is not comfort, but character development.
神在我们生命里的最终的目标呢，不是要我们求舒适，而是要发展我们的一个品格。
He wants you to grow spiritually and become like Christ.
他想要你的灵命能够更成长，更像耶稣基督。
And second, we display God's grace and truth in our families.
第二个，我们在我们家人、朋友里的面前
，with our friends，
跟朋友
，among our neighbors，
在我们邻居
，to our work colleagues，
我们工作的同事
，for this world，
我们在这个世界里面能展现神的恩典和真理。
God's purpose for my life and yours，
神对你和我的生命的目的
，no matter what our circumstances might be，
不管什么样的情况。
Whether we're going through good times or difficult times,
可能是很好的时间或是艰难的时候。
God's purpose is to reveal God's Son.
神的目的是要彰显神的儿子。
In us, God reveals His purpose.
在我们里面，神彰显了他的目的。
To bring glory to Jesus.
就是把荣耀带给耶稣。
So we come to the cross.
所以我们来到这个十字架面前。
We come to confess our sin.
我们认罪。
We call out to the Lord.
我们呼求主。
And we welcome His Spirit into our lives.
我们欢迎圣灵来到我们生命当中。
And by His grace, God's purpose is revealed.
借着神的恩典，神的目的，他都彰显了。
Jesus is made known in us and through us.
他透过我们里面，我们里面，还有透过我们里面，耶稣为众人所知。
My dog loves to go for walks.
我的狗很喜欢散步。
He proudly and resolutely sets out to discover new smells.
他很骄傲的，他很坚决的，他去发现一些新的味道。
To bark his presence to the neighborhood.
看到邻居他就吠叫。
And to leave his mark on lamppost, tree, and bush.
他在灯柱，他在树和树丛里面留下他的味道。
And I watch him take to the sidewalk with excitement and wonder.
我看到他在人行道上面走的，很带着很大的兴奋，还很惊奇。
And in his excitement and wonder, I hear God's invitation to me.
那在看到狗狗的他的兴奋和惊奇的时候，我看到了神对我的邀请。
God's invitation to follow Jesus with excitement and wonder.
神的邀请来跟随耶稣，带着你的兴奋和你的惊奇。
And I pray, Lord.What a calling it is to follow you.
我祷告，我说神啊，跟随你是什么多好的呼召呀。
Thank you that your power humiliates the world's strength.
谢谢你，你的力量让这个世界的力量无地自容。
Thank you that I can worship the King of Kings.
谢谢你，我能够敬拜的万王之王。
Thank you that you are the one at whose feet every knee will bow.
谢谢你，因为你是在万人都要屈膝跪拜的那一位。
And I ask this.
那我这么的跟神求
Lord, return me to the cross where I look upon my Lord.
神啊，让我回到十字架面前，那边我仰望耶稣，我的主。
And make my life like a signet ring that I may reveal Jesus.
让我的生命就像那戒指的章，上面的徽章一样，我能够彰显耶稣的样式。
This is God's word to us personally.
这是神对我们每一个人的讯息，个别的一个讯息。
So hear him.
所以你要听。
Turn to him.
转向他。
Receive him.
接受他。
And live for him.
为他而活。
Amen.
Amen.
There's always opportunity to receive prayer at the end of a service.
在我们聚会结束时候，你总是都可以祷告。
There are those who will gladly pray with you.
那我们前面有人会愿意为你祷告。
So please come forward if you wish to receive prayer.
所以你需要祷告的话，你可以到前面来。
But we're going to respond by singing a hymn together.
那接着我们用回应诗歌。
So I invite us to stand and thank you, Pastor Lee, for playing the piano. All for Jesus, all for Jesus.
我们一起站立，都归耶稣。